On September 7th of this year, James Murin, CEO of MGM and owner of Mandalay Bay Hotel, sold 259,760 shares of MGM stock at an average price of $34.19 for a total transaction of $8.8 million. He also sold another 34,390 shares at $33.23 the following day for the sum of $1.1 million. This guy dumped 80% of his MGM holdings for a total sale of over $10 million. As the CEO of any company, it runs against the company's and the CEO's interest to convey a sense of urgency in selling personal shares of stock. It's also strange that the CEO of a company would sell more than half his stake, let alone 80%, in a company he represents. A put option is an options contract giving the owner the right, but not the obligation, to sell a specific amount of an underlying security at a specified price within a specified time. If you research this yourself, you'll find that there is a guy who placed a $42 million bet that MGM stock would go down. And I don't know about you, but to me, that's a lot of money. These put contracts were purchased somewhere between June 30th and August 14th of 2017. And that guy's name? George Soros. According to SEC filings, these puts were purchased by Soros Fund Management, LLC. He placed a $42,242,000 bet that MGM stock would go down.
Shooter training drill. 8 News Now reporter Michael Stevens is in downtown Las Vegas to tell us more about it.
If you look around, it seems like a real crime scene. Police tape blocking off multiple streets, a command post set up right out front, and dozens of police officers from a number of different agencies are here, but it's all a drill. We weren't able to go inside during it because it's playing out like a real life scenario.
Somebody said something to you to tell me about that experience.
Yeah, so there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired? Or
it was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired.
Seriously, I don't know what's going on. tapped into the sound system. There's no hits. Nowhere. It's a sound system.
It's fireworks. Stop.
It's fireworks. I really don't see anybody actually injured.
Mike, get down. Get down, hon.
Okay.
You're gonna shoot her, and then what?
It can't be that.
There's
a problem with that. That's not gunshots. It's something else. It's not gunshots.
It didn't sound like it, but...
A gunshot is totally different.
Did somebody get wounded?
I'm good.
Firecrackers or something, and then we thought the speakers were having malfunctioning, but once the lights all turned off and Jason Aldean disappeared, we knew something was wrong. We all just dropped. We were being told by firemen who were around us, just get on the ground, lay down, cover your neck, act dead.
And what happened in Las Vegas is in many ways a miracle.
Steve is a
shooting victim. Gianna Baca is visiting a special patient, her identical twin sister. Natalia suffered a more serious wound, a shot to the shoulder that punctured her lung.
I noticed that, like, oh, I like got shot. And then, like, I fully went into shock.
Go! Go, Faith, go! 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 Go, Faith, go! Go! Go, Faith, go!
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
18-year-old Addison Short is another shooting victim. She was hit in the leg.
Like fire, like, and it just took me down, like, and I, once I got back up, it literally felt like my foot was just dangling, the hugger, and
the bullet is still lodged in Addison's leg. She's having surgery tomorrow.
Not that much feeling in my left shoulder. I mean, as you said, the bullet's still in my neck.
And I'm so grateful that you're able to talk to us. I know that you are obviously very seriously injured.
And I know out there how everyone bashes everybody. They feel like it's fake. They feel like it's fake. They feel like it's fake.
People are running.
You know, for there being gunfire, sure doesn't seem like people are running.
And then we realized it sounded like machine guns. It sounded like more than one machine gun.
The Mandalay Bay Hotel is owned by MGM Resorts International. MGM's CEO is James Murin. This former managing director and the director of U.S. equity research for Deutsche Bank also happens to be a sitting member of the Department of Homeland Security's Advisory Council, appointed by Obama. He's responsible for getting legislation and regulations passed for security and technology infrastructure in public places. Things like X-ray backscatter machines. This guy's a high-level power player with a lot of capital at his disposal. MGM has a market capitalization of over $17 billion. So the guy who just so happens to own the hotel where the shooting took place is the very same guy who will help shape the security response to such an event, as well as have input on what kind of technology should be implemented as the solution to curb incidents like this in the future. Problem, reaction, solution. Guy allegedly walks into a hotel with more than a dozen guns and a boatload of ammo, shoots a bunch of people, the public responds in fear with cries for more police action, the administration beefs up mainstream media promoted stories about the vulnerability of hotel security, not just in Las Vegas, but everywhere, and then offers increased security measures as the solution. And the winners are the ones who masterminded the whole plan in the first place. Following the October 1st Mandalay Bay shooting, MGM's stock price dropped 5.6%. As of the recording of this video, MGM's stock sit at $29.74, which is a 13% loss since Murin dumped his stock. Sure, people can call this coincidence, but it sure looks like this guy knew what was about to happen, and he saw it as an opportunity to sell high.
Are you good, brother? Are you good?
We don't know.
We don't know. Are you with me? He's breathing with me. I see him breathing with me.
I
see no entry wound. I see no exit wound. I don't know how to treat.
And me either. I'm like,
I see a no entry wound.
Wait, look at his face.
I see no entry and no exit.
Look at me, buddy. Wait, look.
This gentleman's shot.
Cross her arms. Try to cross her arms.
He's having a shot.
Are you with? Hello?
Holy shit.
right?
Hey, hey, where are you hit? Where are you hit?
He's in the head.
Head?
He's in the head, but he's still breathing.
Where from? Where's the head wound?
Exit right here. An entry and an exit. I don't know, right here.
Oh my God.
Hay que son mucho, hija.
Alguien le dio una torre.
Oye, pero fue grande, porque hay mucho herido. Unos menos y otros más. Pero hay mucho herido.
¿Quieres mi resultado para irme yo de aquí?
No, yo no voy a esperar mi resultado. No, fíjate, mira, esto van a priorizar esta gente. Yo lo que quiero saber es si hay el carro y para yo irme. Bueno, todavía. Todavía. Y déjame decirte, tiene que haber su sentado aquí porque este hospital, todo el mundo vino para acá. Mira, mira cómo están.
Quédate aquí adentro porque están llegando muchos casos.
¿Quién sabe? Ay, Jesucristo, Dios, cuánto herido, Dios mío. ¡Ay, Jesús! Chica, yo creo que esto fue algo más que tiroteo. Esto está muy mucho. Esto fue algún terrorista o algo que hizo algo grande. Porque esto no fue una pelea. Eva. No, esto no puede ser una pelea. Una pelea. Esto no puede haber sido una pelea. Yo me quiero, mira a ese hombre porque está gordito y no puede ni comer, pobrecito. Oh my God.
Oh, what all this happens?
Was it a strip or something?
It was a music festival at a lot.
I'm going to bring in Brian Claypool, someone that you spoke to earlier this morning, who was also at the concert and ran when he heard the gunshots. Brian, good to see you again, and just remind people of what you saw.
Hey, Robin, I'll do my best. I can't even believe how many people were killed. But so I was sitting in the VIP section, and it was right near the stage, and I heard a popping sound. Thought it was fireworks. I looked up in the sky, didn't see anything. I was worried. Jason Aldean stopped singing. There was kind of a gap in his song. It was very surreal.
Here we have it. In the interesting story, Brian Claypool is a civil rights attorney who supports the tweets that Lena Dunham sent out. He joins us tonight.
And they started shooting and everyone stayed down. And as soon as everyone started to get up to run, they just kept shooting. And it's like literally like 5 minutes of just shooting and people just kept dropping. And it's definitely someone on the ground. Definitely, most definitely. No, this is crazy. I really hope that they get some sort of policy, not just Vegas, everywhere. Some kind of policy to where when this stuff happens, there's someone right there. How much they shot, how much shooting was going on and them not being taken down. And like I said, there's definitely someone on the ground.
Did you have any friends?
On the next Dr. Phil. Do you know a narcissist?
This is their favorite item.
I love looking at myself in the mirror.
Charming.
Their favorite word is...
Me, 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 me.
My daughter believes that she's better than most everyone else.
My world revolves around me. Completely. That whole thing was a mischaracterization. You made me look horrible.
Is this a mischaracterization of her?
No.
Next, Dr. Phil.
Those windows, some have theorized, at least one was used by the government, gunman.
Right now, we believe it's a sole actor, a lone wolf type actor, and we have the place under control.